Hampshire Police are taking part in the Europe-wide campaign to crack down on seatbelts when people are not wearing them. We're going to be running that for a week, and we're going to be out and about looking out for people not wearing seatbelts, and we're going to be stopping anybody that we find doing that. And you could face a fine of up to £500 by not wearing a seatbelt.
Okay, I suppose some people listening to this will go, why aren't you guys always looking to see if people aren't wearing their seatbelts?
Well, we're always are looking for people not wearing their seatbelts. That's one of the key things we're looking for. However, what we're trying to do this week is to raise awareness to people about the dangers of not wearing your seatbelt. 95% of people, research has shown, do wear their seatbelt, but there's still 5% out there who aren't. And what we want to do is approach those 5% and said, look, you need to wear your seatbelt. If you wear your seatbelt, you have a greater chance of survival in a collision. Unfortunately, at the moment, we're having too many people still not wearing their seatbelts, being thrown from vehicles in quite minor collisions. And in fact, what we've done and research has shown across the European community is that 50% of the fatalities that happen could have been avoided if people wore a seatbelt. So I think that's quite a significant amount of people. Half the amount of fatalities could be saved if people wore seatbelts.
I suppose people are still in the mindset that, you know, oh, it never happened to me and why should I bother kind of thing.
Yes, I suppose there is a case. There is that mentality, but I think we know for many, many years now that we all should be wearing seatbelts. You even have the warning signals in your cars when you turn them on if you don't put your seatbelt on. So it's shown that that's an important thing, and car manufacturers, vehicle manufacturers are aware of that. But what we're wanting to do is say, look, you know, it is a necessity. However short a distance you travel from A to B, you may think, I'm just popping down the shops, I don't need to put one on. But that's often where crashes occur, is the local vicinity to where people live. Certainly, I mean, I'm a patrolling roads policing officer anyway, and there are quite a lot of collisions that we've been to. I mean, I've been to some collisions just this year, unfortunately, where I've seen people who have had a head-on collision. They could have survived the collision, but for the point that they have been ejected from their vehicle, either through the windscreen or by a passenger window, by not wearing a seatbelt. Now, that could have been avoided.
I suppose that's it. You're not just putting your own life at risk as well, you're putting others at.
You are. You're putting, I mean, the trauma involved in road death is just dreadful. It affects everybody, the witnesses, the families involved. And what we're trying to say to people, look, that is avoidable. You know, seatbelts are so important. It's a logical thing. Get in the car, clunk, click, every trip, really. That's what we're trying to remind people of, that age-old thing to say.
Is there certain age groups as well? Do you think it's more the older drivers who've been driving for donkeys that maybe aren't doing it as much as maybe young people are being taught that from the off when they start learning to drive? Or
From the research, doesn't really show it down to any particular pattern of particular ages. I think sometimes maybe people are maybe busy with work, and you may have work people driving vans. We sometimes find with that they often aren't putting it on. People driving lorries feel, no, I'm in a big strong lorry, I'm quite well protected. But the problem is they again can be thrown out from a vehicle by not wearing a seatbelt. So, you know, it is important that at any age, anything that you are doing, it's important to do it.
I suppose there are certain exceptions for wearing seatbelts, aren't there?
There are a few exceptions. I mean, obviously there's the medical exception. I mean, if you feel you can't wear a seatbelt because of a medical condition, then you need to go to your GP and they will give you a certificate. Now, without that certificate, you're not going to get away from us being stopped by the police. You need to carry that with you. There's also a few minor ones to do with if you're reversing. Obviously, people find it difficult to look round their shoulder, but really, as soon as you start going forwards, you need to put your seatbelt on. And then there are some, bearing in mind for those people who are doing deliveries, like postmen and things like that. If they're travelling less than 50 metres between their two stops, then they're exempt. But otherwise, you've got to wear your seatbelt.
I suppose some people always think, oh, well, I'll only be chucked out my windscreen if I'm going at high speed. But you can do yourself some real mischief just going at 20, 30.
Well, that's right. And a lot of the vehicles that we have today are designed to have airbags. Now, airbags often work in conjunction with a seatbelt. So, you know, you may think, oh, I can rely on the airbag. That will protect me. But that's not the point. It needs to work with the seatbelt. They're working together to save your life.
You say a fine. Can you get points on your license for not wearing?
No, it's a non-endorsable offence, okay. But you can get up to £500 fine for it.